Hey, you're listening to Rock and or Roll, and this is a special bonus episode as a part of the Motley Crue series. I thought that I would put together an episode about what John Corabi was up to before he replaced Vince Neil in Motley Crue. That song we heard at the top of the episode was by John's band Angora, called Hey Operator, a demo from 1988. John Nicholas Corabi was born April 26, 1959 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, raised by conservative Italian parents. He was the firstborn, followed by two sisters and then two brothers. When he was 9 years old, he saw the Beatles on television. His parents promptly ordered him a guitar from the Sears and Roebuck catalog. One of the first concerts he attended was the Kiss Alive tour, and he also cites his influences Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, the Beatles, Humble Pie, and Deep Purple. He played with several different bands throughout high school. After high school, he still aspired to have a music career. So he struggled in those days. He worked as a telemarketer. He drove a cab. He made pizzas and sandwiches, and he also worked construction. In the mid-80s, he formed a glam metal band called Angora in Philadelphia with Jimmy Marciano on lead guitar, Frank Scamecca on bass, and Robert Iezzi on drums. In May of 1986, John Corabi went to Los Angeles to check out the Sunset Strip music scene. As John recalled, quote, "That was back when Guns N' Roses were just playing in the clubs and Poison was like the biggest thing. None of these bands had really gotten a record deal yet, but I was just looking around in what they call the Sunset Strip now, just looking at all these people with like big hair and crazy clothes, and it just wasn't happening like that in Philadelphia, so I came out here and said, I need to be here." So he moved to Los Angeles in October of 86 with his wife and daughter. Before long, the rest of his band, Angora, soon followed. I still can't get enough. She can never stop me. another quote from John. It's really funny because I left Philadelphia and headed for LA because at the time there was nothing happening. Then, like overnight, it was Jon Bon Jovi was in town doing some stuff for his record and checked out Cinderella in a club and was blown away and they got signed. After they got signed, the floodgates just opened in Philly. It was Cinderella, Britney Fox, Tangier, Heaven's Edge, and all this shit like bam, bam, bam. And there I was watching it in California holding my dick. Let's hear another demo by Angora. This is a song called Weekend Love Affair. Angora did manage to record one song professionally, a song called Shake Shake. It was produced by Rob Cavallo at Rocksteady Studios in Hollywood, California. Rob Cavallo, of course, would go on to be famous for producing Green Day, among others. That track, Shake Shake, was released on a 1988 compilation put out by Los Angeles radio station KNAC. The compilation was called Son of Pure Rock. It was a sequel to a previous compilation they had put out called Pure Rock, and it was all unsigned bands. Another quote from John. We got a pretty good following, but of course with the good following came girls and drugs and more girls and more drugs, and things just fell apart. Some of the members of the band were a little more into the partying than others, but it just sort of disintegrated. I met up with this guy, John Greenberg, who suggested that I hook up with the three remaining members of Racer X, who were at the time Bruce, John, and Scott. Scott Travis left to join Judas Priest, and we hooked up with Walt, and then a few showcases later, we wound up getting a record deal. So yeah, after the collapse of Angora, guitar player Jimmy Macchiano moved back to Philadelphia. He ended up working with a band called The Compt and then joined Heaven's Edge in 1991. And he was also in Black Eyed Susan with Dean Davidson at one point. And as John Corabi was talking about, he ended up hooking up with the guys from Racer X because they had lost Paul Gilbert, who had left to join Mr. Big. So John hooked up with the rest of the band. They formed a band called Saints and Sinners. Then Scott Travis was tapped to play drums in Judas Priest, and they replaced him with Walt Woodward III, and the band changed its name to The Scream. The Scream signed to Hollywood Records, and they put out an album called Let It Scream. In 1991, that record was produced by Eddie Kramer. Let's check out a song by The Scream from Let It Scream. This is called Love's Got a Hold on Me.
Coming, everything is plain to see. Come here.
So the Scream toured for about a year, but the album wasn't a hit. And in February of 1992, John Corabi was picked to replace Vince Neil and Motley Crue, even though it wasn't made official at that point. It's interesting to note that Vince Neil's very first solo release was a song called You're Invited, But Your Friend Can't Come, that was released on the Encino Man soundtrack. Well, ironically, the Encino Man soundtrack also included the very last recording by John Corabi's band, The Scream, a song called Young and Dumb. All right, so I thought a fun way to finish off this episode would be to play the entire Son of Pure Rock record that I mentioned earlier. Compilation that came out in 1988 included the song Shake Shake by Angora, produced by Rob Cavallo. So this is the only song by Angora that actually was officially released at the time. And I thought it would be interesting to hear Angora in the context of the rest of the album, of all the other bands that were active at the same time, vying for the same record contract that Angora was vying for. These are the bands that the radio station KNAC picked. I don't know how many bands sent in a tape, but these are the ones that KNAC picked. These are the 10 they chose to include on this compilation album to try to give them some promotion. As you'll hear, none of these bands really went anywhere except Guy Man Dude. He managed to get a little bit of notoriety at one point. So like I said, I thought it would be great just to get the context. I thought it would be great to play the whole record. So Shake Shake by Angora is the first song on the second side. So you're going to hear the whole album in order here. You're going to hear Can't Knock the Lady by a band called Chalet. Riff Rockin' Rebel by Guy Man Dude. Call of the Wild by Crisis. One Way Ticket by Enticier. Inner City by Grand Max. Shake Shake by Angora. Hellraiser by Grave Danger. After the Fire by Fighter. Black Roses by Aces and Eights. And Poison Minds by Sudden Impact. And as always, there will be a list of all the songs played on this episode in order at the blog page, the Rock and or Roll blog page. If you just Google Rock and or Roll podcast, you'll find it. I also always put a link to the blog page for each episode on the Facebook page the day that the episode comes out. So, here we go. This is the entire Son of Pure Rock compilation album. Came out in 1988. Enjoy.
Seen anything to some spare change.
In the LA.
Lieutenant Shrimpton.
Shrimpton,
this is Ock Patrol. Get back to your station immediately. You are in grave danger. Grave danger.
Tied away.
I'll be back.